exploiting previously undisclosed software flaws. Apple had previously said it fixed many of those problems as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Greetings.
It
beautiful
is.
Sunrise this morning. Whoa. But, of course, the heads up, this weekend you reset the clock and it will be dark for your morning commute again.
You know what? Just when you were getting used to it.
Yeah.
It's 7:07 in the morning right now on March the 9th. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Gosh, what else is going on? I've got my first rant, but I've got to wait till after the weather and all this. And it's aimed at somebody, not somebody, but an entity right here in town.
Oh, I don't know where that's going. And
oh, yeah,
because
she came in and I was picking up my computer to throw it across the room, but I didn't do it because it's not the computer's fault. It's not my fault.
Okay, it's 48 degrees in downtown Ready. We're looking for a high today of 71, low tonight of only 51. And on Friday, a high of 75, Friday night, 52, Saturday, 76, and 50. And by Sunday, we're looking at 80 degrees. No rain in sight, mostly sunny, with a high near 81 on Monday. So we're looking for some warming trends in the weather. As I say, 48 degrees right now. Shasta Gas Propane brings us our weather. Our customers are warm friends, locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And Trish knows that long before people were talking about global warming, people up here in Northern California knew about the three-day spring.
Exactly.
80
exactly.
Degrees.
So Okay. Pay attention or you're going to miss it.
So, you know, turkey season is starting not this weekend, but for the children or for juniors, it starts a week from Saturday. So I'm going to be out this Saturday in the dark, wandering around, trying to listen to see where turkeys are gobbling. And we're going to have our urban turkey contest starting here pretty soon, on the maybe next week.
Oh, okay.
The urban turkey photos. And the winner gets a $50 gift certificate to View 202.
All right.
So, I mean, this is not – we're not just messing around with this. And I'm sorry, but Marcus and Kelly, you all are disqualified from this year because you won last year.
Okay.
With the photos of the turkeys roosting on your fence by the on your house. Now there's some other great photos.
I had some in my driveway last year. I should have sent you a picture.
I'm telling you, people were sending. You know what? It was almost embarrassing about urban turkeys.
Yeah.
Okay, we might as well.
Especially
start
for those of
today.
You for those of you who are out looking for them in the wild and not being terribly successful.
Well, I saw them. It was getting them in that close enough. I mean, I could see them, and they could see me, obviously. And I was in a better hide position than I was if I was in a sniping assignment. And then I'm there, and then I hear this above me. And one of them had flown in above me and was looking down and going, giving the excited
taking
putt
careful
sound,
aim.
Giving the agitated putt sound that turkeys give. And I'm like, oh, no, don't move, don't move. Well, the person I was with, I mean, after 30 minutes of not moving, eventually you have to move, and they moved. And it was like, oh. And off it went, and that was it for the day. Yep, that was it for the day. Well, no, not really. Two hen turkeys came over real close and looked at us. They give you that eye. They come up and kind of look from the top of their head, kind of look over there, and then they look the other way, and then they looked at each other, and they looked back at us, and I'm going, it's over. It's over. And it was. None of the toms got close. Because toms are following the hens. I mean, if you get a hen go by you, toms are going to be all over you. Well, these hens obviously had a better vision and more time than I did. Okay, enough of that.
Okay. So as I walked into the office this morning, Carl was ready to pick up and dispose
the
of his
record searchlight has done it again.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Here they go. I mean, I can't even comment on. They show you the headline, so I go in and I click because I've got a subscription. I've got proof that I paid for it, and it says, "Oh, well, you have to log in." So I log in with my email address, and the one that says saved. You know, they save my password. Sorry, wrong password. Doesn't match up with your. So I put it in again. Nope, wrong. You have to put a new password in. So I did that. I went through all that rigmarole to put a new password in. Put it in.
And so
when I click on it and I expect to be able to go back, it says, oh, my account's not here today or it's not working. And so I say, okay, well, you know, so I take it out. I start all over again. And this time there's not even a place to log in. It won't let me log in. And I'm like, that's it. Record searchlight. Since USA Today has come in, besides you taking a decidedly turn to the left, you know, and what's happened to the local? What's happened to local editorials? What's happened to Silas Lyons on Sundays? Now it may be he wasn't there for last Sunday, but is he used to write this little, you know, Silas used to write something on Sundays. He doesn't write it anymore.
Can I just tell you that all of that anxiety you went through wasn't worth the effort because there is, like you just indicated, there isn't anything in there you want to read.
More informative cocktail napkins, I swear.
Much more informative. Much more informative. And everything that's in there is not accurate. It's slanted. It is exactly. We're not going to get any factual information from the media. We just need to accept that. Because they're not giving you anything other than their opinion. It's so slanted. It's so completely off the wall in the different direction of what the actual. If you don't listen to the person say it and don't read the document yourself, you're not getting the right information.
So there. Yeah. Now.
And we wonder why Carol Ferguson won't come on anymore.
Oh, Carol. But
Chill, I don't understand that.
But
that wasn't just the record.
That's media. And they stopped coming on for the most. You know what? The reasoning was, well, we need all of our time every day to be able to get ready for the USA coming in today. I went, okay. I see that. So 1 hour a month. You can't have somebody there. Well, you know what it was. It's because people kept coming in saying, why aren't you writing about chemtrails? Why aren't you writing about Jefferson? Well, they did write a lot about Jefferson State. What about the chemtrails? What about the chemtrails? What about the chemtrails? Well, and Carol just said, we're not writing about chemtrails because it's not any type of science. Whoa! But that's the answer. You know, so stop asking. We're not going to write about chemtrails. That's what she said. We're not going to write about it. So that should have been, and so then people would call in and they'd ask and other things, but guess what? It'd circle right back into chemtrails.
Very interesting. It's amazing to me.
Don't get my wife started on that one.
It's amazing to me that there are that many people out there that buy into that whole chemtrail thing. Or do you just have them all cornered in one little area
The epicenter is right up here. I mean, you've got, what's his name? Dean?
Not Dean. Dane Wigington.
Dane Wigington, who is, I mean, he's got the website. He's got all of that. I mean, at the epicenter of chemtrails, I really believe, is right here in
Saw a rubber bus with a big billboard on the side.
What did it say?
Something about learn the truth, and it was a promotion for the website.
Well. Anyway,
I zip my lip at this point.
Okay, now Linda is now in the process of taking the third set of antibiotics and getting an inhaler. So it helps. So this is nasty. I talked to Pam Akuta, Dr. Akuta, yesterday. We saw each other at an event, and she said, "Look," she said, "this stuff is horrible. You know, it's just going around, and then if you think you've got it out of you, it swings back again. It's just waiting behind some cells or something, and jumps back on you." So,
she has gotten
a lot better. But I just said, just stay there. Just don't do anything for the next couple of days. She's singing tomorrow night, so she wants to make sure the voice is all great. But you know what? She's in her sleep number bed. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that in her sleep number bed. Right now, her sleep number setting is 40, and she was waving at me from as I was leaving this morning. You know, she's sleeping, and the sleep number bed. When you have to stay in bed a long time, mm-hmm. you know how sometimes you need to adjust it. Well, this is if you're sick and you need to adjust that bed, you don't have to buy another bed. You just grab a hold of the remote. And you run that sleep number up.
On Thursday mornings, I would love to stay in my sleep number bed longer, at my setting of 55.
Well, my sleep number setting 60, and trust me, I would love to. You know, on Saturday mornings, it's my big morning to sleep in, and I just cuddle in there with my sleep number pillows, my sleep number bed, with the dual air mattresses, the winner of the J.D. Powers, 2 years in a row, highest in customer satisfaction. But this Saturday at 3:30 in the morning, I'm getting up to go look for turkeys for a 12-year-old young man that we're going to be hunting the week after that. But
good for you.
I tell you what, I never want to get out of that sleep number bed. Right now, you can save $400 on the most popular P5 queen mattress. Now, it's only $1,199.99. So, can't beat that. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go down and see the pros, Brian, Janice, or any of the pros down there at Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-123.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Monday, the 13th, at 3 o'clock at Redding City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, because it's Thursday and my Tracy girl's here. You know what? Trish Clark's here, but not Sharon Clark's not here.
No.
And she was sick last week, too. Everybody's sick.
I know.
And it, so, but she's got, you know, of course, we talk about home helpers and what the best place in the world for in-home health care is home helpers. Business of the year, business person of the year. It's just if you've got a short-term in-home health care that you need, like, say, from an accident or surgery, or long-term in-home health care where people are staying healthier and happier, you call Home Helpers at 226-8350. I recommend Sharon Clark and Home Helpers with no reservations. You know, when we read for people here, it's because we know them. We know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you know what? And we firmly believe that. Okay, Women's March. I saw a lot of women. We had almost 100 marching here in town, and it was for equality and reproductive rights. What exactly? Okay, since Trump came in, has there been a change?
Well, that's what I don't know. What is this motivation that sets up these women now that they think every time they turn around, they have to be out marching around dressed up as part of their body parts, and focusing on things that haven't even been a topic of conversation, and nothing, absolutely nothing has changed since Trump became president of the United States.
Since Obama was there.
I mean,
people still, I mean, women still have, I didn't see them marching because they were not getting paid as much as men. And when Obama was
No. And when they were supporting Hillary, who they came right out and said that she paid her woman interns and her female employees less than anybody.
Right.
And that was a given, and they had a big report about it. I guess they didn't know that because they were supporting her heavily. And as a matter of fact, President Trump has a history of employing top executive females and paying them well. So I'm not sure what their point is, and I also am not – I don't understand why they think it's okay to not show up for work when you have a commitment. How about the fact that a lot of those women who were marching across the United States are teachers, more female teachers certainly in the lower grades than there are males, and there were schools that actually had to close because these women felt like they needed to go out and dress themselves up again in these weird costumes and talk about their rights. What about the rights of those students and the other working women who had jobs and their kids were supposed to be in school and, oh, my gosh, now they're not? Who do they think they are and what is their point?
Well, I was asking you because you're a woman.
I have no idea.
Well, I think that, you know what, the anger is still there because Trump won. And the anger is still there that he is going to do all these things, like take away Obamacare. Now, today at 8 o'clock, we have Mindy Obern on, who's a firm proponent of the single-payer health care system.
Which is exactly what Obamacare was designed to be after it failed. Then there'd be no recourse but to make it a single-payer system,
i.e.
government-controlled health care.
Well, you know, like Medicare.
Yep.
Does Medicare work?
It works for some people. It doesn't really work for the doctors or the.
How much more money would we have to pay in taxes to have a single payer health care system?
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna ask Mindy, see if she knows. Yeah. And Mindy sounds like a real nice person, so of course she'll be treated with the greatest respect, as we all do. But that's a question. When you start talking single payers, how much does that cost? Because being in Europe, but you know, they get taxed so heavily on everything. I mean, 60-70% of all their money goes to taxes.
But the reality is, it is not about health care. It's about control. And when you have the government controlling that much of what happens to your society.
But the government controls a whole lot right now.
Well, but take this whole bunch more and lay it over the top of that. That's the way to go to a complete control dictatorship. And that's
not now, but maybe
take.
20 years or well, 40 years that you have one group of people controlling it. It could be the could be the Chelsea Clinton and her daughters.
I don't know, but it's you know, I want to go back one comment about the women and their march, and the one thing that they don't ever talk about is the women's rights, and how about the millions of female babies that have been aborted by this group? What about their rights? They weren't able to get out in March yesterday. They weren't. They're not everywhere around.
According to Hillary Clinton. Well, when they had the first big women's march in D.C., women that were pro-life were taken off their masthead because, oh, no, you can't be pro-life. You can march.
But
you can't be pro-life. So what this is when it says reproductive rights, it means pro-abortion rights. And you know what? I'm a guy. So I lean back from this, you know, because of, you know, I'm a guy.
Well, I'm not, and I don't lean back from it because that's you have right about your control of your body. You have no right over the control of that person inside of you. That is
well, and that's the thing is when they asked her on the air, Hillary Clinton, when does that child have rights? And the answer for her was when it's born. Up until the second it's born, it doesn't have rights. And she said that. She said, you know, when they asked her, so it's okay to terminate pregnancies at 9 months.
Right up until the time it's born.
And she said she dodged and hemmed and hawed, but yeah, it is. And that's what she said. And I think that right there was the first time I have heard that asked point blank to a presidential candidate. Is it okay to, when does that baby have rights? Or when, you know, is it, you know, when it can live on its own, can it doesn't? No, not to it's born, and up until then, it's not considered a person.
Except they had that makes zero sense. Of course, it does. C-sections.
Well, there you go, and the partial birth abortion bill that Obama supported, and so did Hillary, which basically said they're kind of born and they're a whole body, but you can still go ahead and terminate the life. And at that point, you're not terminated pregnancy; you're terminated alive.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't know how we got off on that.
Well, no, because it was the Women's March yesterday, and it was for equal rights. And I'm not saying that there's equal rights, but right now, because I mean, if you look at it, you know, say women do get paid less, but if you look at the reasons why, in some cases, in some cases it's because there's more time off.
In some cases it's just prejudice and it's the way things have always been.
It is.
But the fact is this isn't the way to solve it, and certainly marching against Trump or President Trump is not the solution. That, you know, a lot of changes have been made and a lot of women have stood their ground. I remember many cases in the Bay Area, and I've always supported, I've never been a part of the women's movement, I've always supported women, you know, equal pay for equal work.
It should be.
The argument about that in the Bay Area when I was employed, because I was doing exactly the same job as male people were doing, and I was getting paid less. I was getting paid a secretary's wage as opposed to a paralegal's wage that the men were making.
Mm-hmm.
So, the argument was there, and it was different. But we've made a lot of progress in that area.
It's not finished. No.
But this isn't going to help it.
Well, a male star in Hollywood, and I love this part, will make 50% more than a female star in the same movie. And under this new law that California passed, you do equal, you know, it's an equal job in the same industry.
Yes.
You get paid as much as somebody else, even if you have to go to another town to find that. So does this mean that I'm just going to say Brad Pitt. You know, okay, so he makes $20 million for a picture. So he does a picture with Jennifer Lawrence, who usually does $15 million. Does she now get $20 million? Because if they don't, she just says, well, I'll just sue you. And then, you know, what's that do to her career, too? But, I mean, I'm just wondering. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break because we've got the grand jury right behind us coming in here. And but I've got a $10 gift card to R&R Meats for the first person that calls 605-4567. Give me a call, and you get a $10 gift card to R&R Quality Meats and Seafood, a gift card. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. It's 48 degrees out there. We're looking for a high of 71 today.
71.
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
71 is going to be 80 on Saturday or Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Sunday is going to be in the
80s. Our 3 days of spring are coming right up. Watch closely.
Look, you know, overnight, all the trees, all the ones with the white buds, whatever those are.
Apples and almonds, everything is booming.
They're out there.
Yes, they are.
Good morning, everybody. And it is 7:33 in the morning here on 9 March 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You know, you can't find a better place to buy anything there for your girls, your girlfriends, or yourself than there. Go down and talk to Linda or any of the fine ladies that work at Dandelion Boutique, and they're going to show you all the great stuff. Miss Me Jeans, Spanx, which is, you know, that was part of a on the monologue of the Academy Awards when Jimmy Kimmel said when they were dropping down candy from above. He says, okay, let's just check. Let's see if those spanks work. Because people were jumping up and reaching. Dandelion Boutique. Okay. 1322 Pine Street. Open Monday through Saturday. Great people down there. We're here with the grand jury, Shasta County Grand Jury, and Diana Sturgis, who is the power behind the grand jury, and Craig Perry, who was the foreman of the grand jury from last year. So good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay.
Good
morning. So it must be grand jury time because we see all about this time every year. So how many people does it take to be on the grand jury? They have a grand jury.
We have 19 people on the grand jury and 12 people that can agree or called a supermajority. So out of 19, hopefully 12 can agree to make a decision because it's a group decision, not an individual.
So right. How many?
And so it takes a supermajority. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So how many people do you look for? Are you looking for this year? The whole 19, or do you hold a few over because they've got experience?
Generally speaking, the court's going to look to try to get around 24 or 5 qualified candidates to be able to select from. And it truly is a random selection. The only appointed person is the foreperson, and that's appointed by the presiding judge. Everybody else is, excuse me, selected randomly. And so you want to get a pool large enough that you have 18 jurors, the foreperson, and then some alternates. Because during the course of a year is a long time, and life happens. People get sick. They have to move. Things come up. So we lose jurors every now and then, and we have to go to the alternates. So the court tries to get around 24 or 5 qualified individuals.
And those that have served in the previous year are eligible to put their name back in the hat. But they must go through the process again and be chosen.
Well, they've already been selected. So their jurors have already been sworn and admonished. And what happens is there's a meeting with the court. The judge meets with the foreperson and other members of the court and other judges, and they decide how many people they want to hold over. They can hold over up to 6.
Oh, okay.
This last year, 3 held over. The year before, that was 4. And so which is good because then you have continuity. Mm-hmm. You don't have 19 brand new people coming in trying to figure out what the heck are we doing.
That just makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, how do you apply to be on the grand jury?
We can apply online and at our site, which is ShastaGrandJury.org. And you can do it all online if you want to do it that way. Otherwise, you could call or write to the court, and they'll send you an application, or you can stop by the courthouse and get an application. But we need the applications in by April 14th. And we're going to have our first informational meeting at City Hall on Monday, and you could pick up an application there. So you could come and hear about it.
Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at the City Hall in the community room.
Okay.
What time?
At 3 p.m.
On this Monday.
On this Monday.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, if you miss that one or you've got your calendar full, we're going to have another meeting on April 5th, which is a Wednesday.
Do you ever have a time when you don't have enough people?
I don't know of one. Or mean enough people to do a grand jury?
Yeah. I mean, because let's talk about time. When I asked you earlier, you said, well, you know, at the beginning, because you're just going through classes and all that, but sometimes it's 10 hours a week, but for some groups it was 20 to 30 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So
or more.
You've got people there that, well, in most cases don't have real jobs, or they have the types of jobs that they can put that much work in.
Or they're retired.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
And they have the ability, the time, to be able to do it. Yes, it can go anywhere, depending on how many committees you're working on, the type of investigation you're working on. It can go anywhere from 10, 15 hours a week up, quite a bit.
So, and it's a year's commitment.
Yes.
Yes. Now,
you're getting paid $500 a day, though, right?
you're here to make money. Yes. $15 a day is a stipend that's paid to all jurors. And
plus mileage.
I would walk from my house to the grand jury. You know? Can I take that off? I mean, do you get paid for like lunch?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, that's a $15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $15 for lunch.
You greedy person. Okay. All right. So we've got like 8 minutes here. So what else is going on here with the grand jury? I mean, okay. So I apply and Trish applies. Okay.
Yes.
Then what happens?
We have some you get to go in and talk to some people, and they're going to ask you questions.
Well, who are the people? I mean, like from the
people
court,
from
the
DA's office, people from the grand jury, people from the Defenders Association. The idea is to tell people that this is law is involved and you have to follow the rules, and to find out if you have a axe to grind.
I mentioned that in the commercial a minute ago when in the off time I asked her if people are still applying because they've got an axe to grind.
You know, there's some people I know right now that would probably just jump right in. In fact, I was asked not me, I wasn't. No, people never asked me to be on the grand jury. But I know somebody that applied because they used my name as a reference, and I went, whoa. And I went, I gave him a straight reference because, you know, from what I knew about them. But I knew where they were going on this, but I don't think they didn't make it to the final cut.
The process also includes background check. They check people out. They vet them.
If you have a felony, can you be on it?
I doubt it.
Really?
I don't think for – I can't say 100%, but I don't think so.
What if it was a long time ago?
Pardon me?
What if it was a long time ago? No? And – you know, if the felony was a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess that would be up to the court.
What if you got a medal? What if you got a medal for it?
Well, that's a big question. What'd you do?
What'd you do?
And who'd you do it to and why?
But that's all part of that background check.
That's part of that background check.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they check references and they do exhaustive
interviews.
It's like
applying for a job.
They really look at folks, and then their names are all submitted to the judges after this screening committee looks at it, and then the judges go through there. Through the names.
So this is not just an easy thing. You've got to have a clean background. You've got to be able to have the time.
Yes.
You go through several interview processes and a background check. Does that include fingerprints?
No.
No. Okay, so they just run a background check on you. Okay. Now, so how do you select? How do you select which? Oh, wait, one. This is not a criminal grand jury, right?
No,
you all do not take in criminal cases.
Correct. In Shasta County, there's one grand jury. In some counties, there are two grand juries, the civil and criminal. In Shasta County, there's just the one sitting grand jury. And if the district attorney wants to bring criminal charges against somebody or something, they can go in and file, you know, with the grand jury. But that hasn't happened now
it's
in
a
few years.
A long time.
Yes.
But the district attorney can... it does have the authority to go in and request that he impanel the grand jury as a criminal and have you act in a criminal action.
Yes.
If the case arose.
If a case arose. And there hasn't been one in several years. So.
Okay.
What kind of issues? I've got something and I'm out in the community and I want the grand jury to look into this.
Yes.
Who and what can you look into?
Anything that any agency that's involved with taxpayer money, we can look into. You can't look into private charities or any private business, but if it's involved with taxpayer money, that's what we can look into.
Okay, so a nonprofit that is operating on state and federal funding and grant money and those things, you could look into them.
Yes.
Yes.
If they take 1 cent of federal money or state money, right? Or is it just
we
county?
The grand jury is only only looks at local government. The grand jury does not get into courts. It does not get into state government or the federal government.
Right. Yeah.
So any local from the local agency, taxpayer funded, county,
if it gets a penny, if it's a local one, it gets a penny of county or city money, Shasta County money from anywhere, it can be investigated.
Yes,
that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's getting taxpayer money,
that's interesting. That's interesting.
So the nonprofit you were talking about, Trish, if there was a nonprofit that had a contract, let's say with the city of Reading, to run a program or some sort. To that extent of the relationship between the city and the nonprofit, the grand jury could go look at it to see if the money's being spent properly, the contract's being fulfilled, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this one? Could you investigate something like is why doesn't the city of Reading do a study on privatizing?
On privatizing?
Privatizing, let's just say, the trash.
Well, was there a complaint in there? You see, that's what the grand jury looks at. Is this what's the point? Why are you going after
that?
Is there a complaint? Okay. You know, the grand jury gets their a lot of their charging or not charging, but their investigations start by private citizens filing a complaint. Maybe local authorities. Somebody tells us, hey, there's something going on here. You might want to take a look at. The grand jurors themselves quite often have reasons to go look into things, and we also see articles in the newspaper, listen to the radio, and. whatever's of interest in the local county that involves the government. Now, if just a privatized interest, is that just a question being asked? Or is there actually a complaint or some reason for the grand jury to look at that?
Okay, I have another question. I'm going to jump around a bit. Okay, you're in the middle of a grand jury investigation, and you go into and you interview people, and you bring them in to talk to citizens. The conversation that you have with them, is that private conversation? Can they go out and say, oh, I met with the grand jury today, and they asked me yada, 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 and can they then go and tell everything that was said in that meeting?
No, it's confidential, and the grand jury is actually sworn for a lifetime to keep everything they hear and is done there confidential.
How about the person they're interviewing?
Yes. In fact, they're admonished at the very beginning of the interview, and we asked them to sign a document to that effect that they've been admonished, and that any violation of that is contempt of court.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We got to run. Now, again, you can apply online to the Shasta County Grand Jury.
Yes.
And you do that going through the Shasta County Grand Jury or Shasta County website?
Yes.
Okay. And you're having a meeting Monday at 3 p.m.
Yes.
At the City Hall.
Reading.
In the community room.
Yes. And we wanted to mention, too, that tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Shasta Lake City in the community room, there's going to be some people there to answer questions, some grand jury people.
Well, I tell you what, we'll run you all through here again. Before the April 5th, is it April what?
14th.
April 14th deadline.
Right.
So people can get on the grand jury and write a check to the government for their taxes almost at the same time.
Well, but importantly to know, if you're sitting out there and you've got some time on your hands and
this
you'd like
great.
To be learn something, because there's a lot you can learn about your government, how it operates,
right.
things that are going on in your community, and actually maybe make a difference. If you
Absolutely.
Think you could be a part of making some changes, then get in there and spend some time. I think you'd enjoy it.
You know, and I've known people have been on the grand jury several times. I mean, not, you know, several different people on different times. And they've all found it really interesting, and it's kept them busy, and they've really got into it and dug into things.
So, and meet some nice people along
meet
the way.
New people. You meet some great people in our government. Yeah. We are actually blessed to have some really capable people in our local government. And then also you learn so much about what's going on that you never even knew before.
Right.
Maybe
exactly.
Some things you don't even want to know.
And the best thing is it's nonpartisan. This isn't Democrats versus Republicans. It's just people that love their community and want to do something great
and because these are people, because it's such a time. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Diana Sturgis.
You.
And Craig Perry.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, we'll do this again as we get closer to it and so we can talk
that.
A bit more about it. All right, we'll be right back with Riverfront Playhouse.
Full-service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
and guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, we have Riverfront Playhouse here. Come on in here and jump in here, guys, and introduce yourselves and tell us what's going on.
Good morning. I am Chris Gomez. I'm the director of The Trip to Bountiful.
Okay. Now, Chris is a well-known actor and director and producer and guy around town that does everything. With
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Well, you do so many things. So tell us about The Trip to Bountiful.
The Trip to Bountiful is a story that takes place in 1953. It's about a woman who lives with her son and daughter-in-law, and her whole goal is to get back to her hometown of Bountiful. And this play takes place during the course of about a day and a half, where she runs off and tries to get back to her hometown. It's a nice little metaphor for sometimes you can't go home again. And it's a really sweet, and along the way she meets some really great people, and it's a really nice cast, really nice show. It's one of those clean cut. There's no foul language. There's nothing to make you feel uncomfortable. You can go to the show and really feel good about what you've seen.
Okay. Now, this was a movie, wasn't it? With Cicely Tyson?
It was. It's also been on Broadway with Cicely Tyson as well. She actually did both on Broadway and in the movie. But it actually back in, I think, 85, was it Geraldine Page?
Yes.
Geraldine Page. She actually won the Oscar for this role.
That's right. Okay. So that's what I thought. I knew I'd seen it before. Okay. Ladies. Which one of you is going back to? Are you the one going back to Bountiful?
I'm the one going to Bountiful. I'm Carrie Watts. My name's Sandy Terry.
Yeah,
and
Sandy.
This has been a very interesting experience for me, being the age I am, because there's a lot of emotion and a lot of reflection. And I found at my age, you think back about the things, the decisions you made in the past, how it's affecting your life now, regrets. You know, pleasures in life and things like that. So it's been a quite emotional experience for me.
All right. Yeah. Have you done this before? I mean, is this your first play? Or?
Oh, no. I've been in community theater for years. Yeah. So it's a fun thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And our third star here, our second star here.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Dwinell, and I'm playing Thelma. And I am a person that Sandy gets to meet on the bus on the way to Bountiful and basically just kind of make her feel that she's not alone. We bond and talk about basically my life, and that makes her feel as if she's helped someone and is helping someone kind of figure out their path they're going on. She realizes that she's headed towards her end, and this is someone who is very much in the beginning of where her life may lead her.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we get a very, very short time, but we get a nice close bond in our relationship on the bus.
That sounds delightful. You know, the Riverfront Playhouse always has wonderful productions. So let's tell people, we assume that everybody in the world knows where Riverfront Playhouse is, and they don't. So let's tell them where we're at and when this is taking place.
So it is 1620 East Cypress. The play runs Fridays and Saturday nights. Showtimes are 7:30. Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. And tickets are available at cascadetheater.org. Or online at the Cascade Theater website, and you can also get them at the door. So
there's no excuse for not getting a ticket.
No, there's absolutely you can absolutely get a ticket, and including especially this Sunday, we would like to really get the word out because there was a miscalculation. We thought that there was going to be a buyout, and so which means that when the theater's bought out, a private person will own the tickets and then they sell them. Well, there's no buyout this Sunday. So people are available to go. You can, even if you don't get them at the Cascade Theater online or there, you can come to the show on Sunday and get them at the door. Will not be a problem.
And
so, the matinee starts at 2 p.m.
So. Okay. So when you're the director here,
uh-huh.
and so you've taken in this, have you put a new lean into it or a new, your interpretation of the play?
Yeah, I believe so. I've the set itself, the guy who really spearheaded building it, I designed it, but he spearheaded building it. His name's Tom Taylor. He said it is the most elaborate and precise set that he's ever built. And I said, excellent. So we have, you know, when doing this, I tried to make sure, I'm going to be 35 this year. I wasn't around the 1950s, but I've done a lot of research into what, like, the styles, the colors, you know, what type of even technology was available at the time that they would have in the apartments and in the bus stations that we go to. And so I really tried to put a lot of detail into this. And, I mean, I've
been... Technology in the 50s was
right?
A self-winding wristwatch.
I'm
not even sure that was there.
I have a rotary phone. I have a rotary phone in the show, and it's funny. You wouldn't believe it. We have our crew is made up of teenagers from the New Tech High School, and you wouldn't believe how many of them looked at the rotary phone and did not know how to turn it. I'm like, so I made all of them, even though they're just on crew and they're not actually having to do anything with that prop. I'm just like, come on, guys, let me show you how it works. And so it's really fun to see that, you know, you don't think about these things
and
anymore.
At one time, you didn't have a three-number prefix either.
No.
Yeah, you had a two-number prefix.
There you go.
One time, you didn't have any prefix, yeah.
Oh,
My original phone number was 3496. Why I remember that, I don't know.
Yeah, don't have
that's
that.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So when you think about that, when you think about all that stuff, you know, it's a...
Yeah, and then we came up with the Redwood, and then came up with the number of Redwood 3. Was mine,
oh, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So
there was, right? There was, because I was telling them during this, I'm like, you'd come up with a word, and the word would have the digits on the same thread.
Yeah.
Okay, so see, I was right.
Yeah.
But no, this thing, we put a lot of detail into this, and I feel that I brought a lot of emotion, because a lot of people know me from, like, Reading Improv or things, and they feel I'm kind of like, oh, that funny guy. And so I want to bring them to a drama, and I wanted to make sure that you felt really good about this. I mean, it's great. We've had an assistant director. Her name's Brenda Sinclair, and her husband, Matt Sinclair, is in the show. But he has been there every day because I work full-time, and he's been there every day to, like, paint things, put things in. And you wouldn't believe the amount of time and effort it goes into putting in one of these shows. And, you know, you get a real appreciation doing this as a director for the first time solo. I've directed, co-directed before, but solo directing is completely different. And
well, let me say this about all the people that are down at Riverfront, that so much time and effort and so much talent in this town. The people we have right here in this play are just some of the most talented people that you're going to find anywhere, whether you're here in Redding, California, or you're down in San Francisco or L.A. or, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Or Blink Rock, Idaho.
It always amazes me when I talk to people on the street that they don't know about Riverfront Playhouse.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I'll run into somebody, and it's – I just can't say and emphasize enough. If you're sitting out there listening and you have not been to a production at Riverfront Playhouse, you must do that.
Yes.
Because it is really – you'll walk out of there going, who knew that we had this marvelous talent and productions right here in Reading.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you.
You walk out with a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's great.
I can't believe how many people haven't heard about it, you know, and it's been there since 1981.
Okay. Now, not to make you, but this should make you feel better. Mm-hmm. We hear, and we do a lot with the Reading Rodeo guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, there's people in this town still don't know we have a rodeo here in town in 76 years of rodeo, and they still don't know. So you know, you've got another 50 years, you know, before they start getting everybody into this, or you get into a real good internet marketing package that we can help you with.
So when, does this production start?
This production opens this Saturday, and like I said, showtime is 7:30, and it runs March 11th through April 1st. So we are, we've got 4 weeks. Usually most Riverfront shows are 5 weeks. This one was cut back by 1 week to accommodate another show that for the high school. So you have less chances to see it, which means you need to really get out there and get a good look. And as Carl was mentioning earlier, great talents. I mean, we have one actress in there who's not here today, but she took the role over a week and a half ago, because we had issues with the first lead actress. She wasn't able to fill in the role, and so I had to replace her. And we had Chelsea Bailey come in, and she filled it in within 9 days. So it was, talk about learning a play in that amount of time. That's talent.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
And so this is the Trip to Bountiful. It starts this Saturday. We have tickets for next Wednesday, I believe. I think it's next Wednesday. I've got to go back and look. But we'll start giving those away in the next hour and all next week. So good luck and break a leg.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you.
All right. We'll be right back after the news with Mindy Auburn, who is going to tell us about why we should have single-payer health system.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House Energy and Commerce Committee continues its marathon hearing on the GOP health care plan.
Those dollars were deposited in the Medicare.
The debate continuing. Committee Democrats accusing Republicans of trying to rush the bill through without knowing how much it'll cost. After 23 hours of debate, the committee has made it through about 10 of the more than 60 amendments that have been filed. Committee Chairman Greg Walden has warned members they will not adjourn until all amendments have been considered.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the staggered three-phase process to repeal and replace Obamacare is dictated right now by the number of votes they feel they can pick up in the Senate.
We will get there. We're building right now as everybody begins to see this. And remember, this is three phases. This is the first phase. If we had the ability to have 60 votes in the Senate, we could do everything we want right now.
McCarthy telling the Salem Radio Network in an interview this morning that President Trump fully supports the health care overhaul and is, in his words, a fighter, so they're predicting success. At the White House, meantime, Greg Clugston reports there's some bridge building underway, with even some in the president's own party insisting the current repeal effort does not go far enough.
On Wednesday, President Trump met with conservative leaders at the White House who aired their concerns about the House Republican bill overhauling health care. On Saturday, Vice President Pence plans to visit Louisville, Kentucky to promote the legislation. His trip follows recent stops in Ohio and Wisconsin in support of the repeal. The White House is promising a full court press.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, stock indexes little changed in early trading on Wall Street as losses in energy and technology companies outweigh gains in other sectors like banks. Oil companies were falling along with the price of crude oil. The price of crude oil fell another 1% to just under $50 a barrel, to its lowest price since last November. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
Russian meddling, what about the CIA? Russia's foreign minister says the WikiLeaks release of classified files this week shows the CIA's capacity at high-tech disguise as well. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desmond.
Sergei Lavrov says the dump of purported U.S. intelligence has highlighted the agency's reported ability to imitate an electronic trace, usually left behind by hackers from other nations. The foreign minister says while Russia has been accused of leaving its fingerprints after hacks on the U.S., documents released by WikiLeaks show, he says, that the CIA could get access to such fingerprints and then use them.
As correspondent Charles De La Desmond reporting from London, Russian President Putin has dismissed 10 senior law enforcement officers. It's the latest move in a personnel reshuffle launched by the Russian leader. In recent months, Putin has also reshuffled provincial governors, the action widely seen as part of his preparations for a March 28th presidential bid. More on these stories at townhall.com. There's been a slight change to this year's cherry blossom schedule here in Washington.
The National Park Service is pushing back the predicted peak blooming period for this year's cherry blossom season. The peak bloom was expected between March 14th and March 17th, but the Park Service announced on Twitter Wednesday that due to colder-than-average forecast temperatures this weekend, the peak bloom is now predicted between March 19th and 22nd.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra reporting. Another Saturday Night Live alum may be entering politics. In 2008, Al Franken was elected U.S. Senator from Minnesota. Word now that Joe Piscopo, currently hosting an AM morning talk show, is considering entering the race for New Jersey governor, either as a Republican or independent. Some say it may be too late. New Jersey elects their governor in November. Governor Chris Christie's second and final term ends January 2018. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Five. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Patricia's with me on Thursdays, my Thursday girl. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming. I had to take a breath there. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 9th of March. And
48 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 71.
I don't believe 71. I don't believe it. I don't like it. I want colder. It has to stay colder.
Well, 71's okay. This evening, it's only going to get down to 51. Actually, not going to get as cold tonight as it is right now. On Friday, a high of 75 and a low of 52. Going up to 76 on Saturday, and by Sunday, we're looking for a high of 80. Sunday night, a low of 48. And then actually, it's cooling down a little bit as we go into next week. But we're no rain in sight and sunny. And
turkey season starting.
Absolutely, and get out there, and people will be so busy in their yards. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, in the last segment, we were talking with Riverfront Playhouse, and they were talking about the trip to Bountiful. And one of the things Chris Gomez does, he's, I really wanted to make it as realistic as I could. So we had, you know, so I used props from the 50s. And he talked about the rotary phone. Then that got everybody talking about phones. Well, one of our listeners has written in here in the chat room that she remembered when she just picked up, when she was a kid, you just picked up the black the phone, and it's black because that's only it was like Ford's. It's the only color you could get. And operator would say, number, please. And she said, she'd give him the number, and the operator would connect her and say, thank you. And that also
party lines.
Party lines.
Yes.
And see, when I lived out in the, we lived out in the country, we had party lines. And, I mean, it was just – that's just the way it was. You pick it up. There'd be somebody on the phone. You just – you'd be polite and put it down.
And there's one ring or two rings or
yeah,
three
and,
rings.
And your ring was that one.
You know, I actually have a phone, an old wooden box phone with the thing that I have in my kitchen, and it actually works.
Well, you know what? My mother had one of those, and she had a phone installed inside it. So that
yeah,
it
this
does.
One, this
you,
one
you
is wired,
it
and yeah, I can actually.
You can wire it.
Yeah, it works.
So anyway, well, you know what? We talk a lot about, you know, of course, we talked a lot about Obamacare when President Obama was in. And then now that President Trump's in and they're in the process of repealing and replacing the American Health Care Act, is there's different, you know, they're talking about right now in the first processes of it. Our guest today, Mindy Auburn, is a is in the health care industry in the sense of being a proponent for other changes to the healthcare system here. Mindy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, you know what? Thanks so much for your patience. You know, and let me tell everybody what happened. I had Mindy set up for another day, and I just had a walkabout. And I get an email that day that says, so I guess I'm not going to be on. And I went, oh. Or no, she's, I'm still waiting for the phone call. And so, oh, Mindy, I'm so sorry. But thank you. Thank you
but
for your
Mindy,
patience.
I have to tell you, this is Trish. And he does that. A lot of times when I come in here, he tells me I don't have guests, and then people just start showing up. And so he has a – he didn't single you out.
No, this was not you. Yeah, you know, thanks, Trish, for that. No, this was not you, Mindy. I've done it to senators, too. So, so good morning. Now, Mindy, you are a proponent of changes in the Health Care Act also.
I certainly am. So, for 10 years now, I've belonged to an organization called Health Care for All, which is a statewide organization. It's nonpartisan. It's nonprofit, all volunteers. And the purpose of the organization was to educate people about single-payer financed health care, because there is so much information, misinformation out there perpetuated by the health insurance industry. And so in order to try to get legislation passed, we felt like we needed public support. Therefore, we needed to educate the public about it, which is what I'm here today to do.
Okay.
Single-payer financed health care means that there's one public agency that collects the funds for our health care system and then pays the bills. Right now, we have multiple payers. They're called insurance companies. And I don't know if anybody's checked the statistics on where we stand in the world as far as health care, but if we compare ourselves with all the other industrialized countries, we pay twice what they pay for their health care, and they cover all their citizens. We haven't gotten there yet. So why is our system so inefficient? Well, the biggest part that we can see is the health insurance companies, because as a corporation, first and foremost, they are beholden to their investors. And in order to make a profit for their investors, they have to do two things. They have to raise premiums, and then they have to deny service wherever they can. That's how they increase profits. Not a very good setup for a healthcare system when your purpose is to deny care to the sick. So aside from that kind of waste of getting healthcare profits out of the healthcare system, there's also an incredible amount of lobbying done that's being paid for by our healthcare premium dollars. This year alone, there was almost $150 million spent to lobby Washington on health care. That's premium dollars that could have been spent on actual health care. I, for one, do not like the idea of my health being sold as a commodity on Wall Street, and I wouldn't imagine anybody else would either. And then there are CEO salaries. There's just a lot of waste. In fact, if you want to compare the health insurance industry to the Medicare industry, health insurance, private health insurance companies have about a 30% administrative overhead, whereas the Medicare agency has 3% administrative overhead.
Well, that's kind of right, but under the Obama Health Care Act, they can only take 20% for salaries, overhead, lobbying, and everything else. 80% has to go to health care.
Well, that's good in theory, but tell me how $150 million was spent this year on lobbying.
Well, I imagine it comes out of the overhead because they make lots of money.
That's right. That's right.
And then going to salaries, are you also for restricting how much money people make that run companies?
Am I for restricting how much people make at a company? No, I'm just...
You're just pointing out the cost of the CEOs.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so there's also lots of other ways that we can save money with a single-payer financed healthcare system. The other thing that costs a lot of money is paperwork, and that's because every insurance company has their multitude of policies, and every policy has different billing codes. And so there's an incredible amount of the doctor's office time spent on paperwork rather than on actual health care. And studies have been done that show that billions of dollars would be saved by having a single plan with one set of billing codes. And that's what other countries do, and they save a lot of money on that. And that gives the doctors more time to spend for actual care on their patients. So a single plan would be a great benefit to streamlining costs.
Mindy?
Yeah?
Hang on just for a second. We have to take a break here. I just want to make sure we get everything out here, but I need to take a break right now.
Sure.
And then we take breaks about every 15 minutes. So
so
you know in here. We're here with Mindy Obern, who is telling us why we should go to a single-payer healthcare system. And if I could just, you know, that one, it's all the money is being paid to insurance companies. Two, the number of different insurance policies means that the doctors have to write so many different, it takes so many hours a day of their time to do this, keep the paperwork going. Which, by the way, it's true about the paperwork. I have two doctors in my family, but we can discuss what is the cause of that. And then when she comes back, she's going to be telling us again, telling us why a single payer healthcare system would work here as it does in other industrialized nations of the world. So we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, where you're not going to find a better place for people to work on your heating and cooling systems. And if you just heard what Trish said, it's going to be 80 degrees this weekend, and if it's 80 degrees and it's going from 50 or 30 to 80 in a week, then you probably need to have your air conditioning systems looked at. What about the filters? They need to be cleaned. You're not going to find a better place to work on your stuff than Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, a veteran-owned business. They treat you like family. We respect them, and we use them, and have no reservation at all about recommending Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Mindy Obern and why we should have a single-payer healthcare system.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 11th. It's an evening of folk harmonies and songs of social justice, and you're invited to sing along. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary at the Cascade Theater March 11th.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be 71 degrees.
It's going to be up to 80 by the weekend.
I know. Hey, 8:21 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This means that weed patch that I call a front lawn is pretty much going to explode.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go out there right now and sow salt out there.
Yeah,
and, to kill off the backyard, or it's going
to I got to give a shout out to my lawn person, because my lawn is lush and green and gorgeous. They mowed yesterday. I look like I have
my front yard is green as green could be.
Mine
unfortunately, it's not grass. I'm not sure what it is. It's some kind of cloverish kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Backyard is just it looks like a skunk. It goes from green to brown to some other weird color, and then it gets out in the back where the weeds are. Anyway, hey, look, this portion of the show is, but speaking of something cool, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the only watch repairman anywhere. Is right there, Four Winds Jewelry, and this is where Trish goes and Linda goes to pick out those special pieces of jewelry.
Girl cannot have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go. That's what we are up here in Northern California. And not only that, but they have estate jewelry. They've got it all. A great place to shop, fair prices. You get what you know. You get your money's worth and more at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. Okay, we have Mindy Auburn on the phone, and Mindy is a proponent of the single-payer health system, and she's got lots of facts there. But let's continue now, Mindy, about other reasons we should continue on to have a single-payer health system, healthcare system.
Okay, Carl. Thank you for giving me this time.
Well, I want to give you all the way through, because then I have some facts I want to just bring up to you, and we can discuss those after you tell us everything here, because you're bringing up good points.
Okay, yeah, I have one other point to make on a single-payer finance system, and that is having a single risk pool. Remember, the whole idea of insurance was that everybody pooled their money together so that when somebody needed it, the money was there. Well, what we've done with our healthcare system is we fractured that risk pool. We have multiple risk pools. One risk pool is Medicare for the elderly. Another risk pool is Medicaid for the poor. And then the other risk pool is the health insurance companies. They get to pool from the healthiest of us. So so you've burdened the government with taxes, paying for the sickest and the poorest, the most costly, and you've saved the healthiest part of the population for the insurance companies. Imagine if we took all those healthy dollars, healthy premium dollars from the insurance companies and put it in one pool with Medicare and Medicaid. That way, the sickest and the poorest would have the money that would come from the healthy to pay for the bills. Medicare would be greatly improved. It would be a Medicare system for all. And there would be no deductibles. There would be dental and vision covered in this, because of all the money that is currently wasted would then actually be funneled towards actual health care.
And this would all be paid.
A single risk pool is a very important concept.
And this would all be paid for by taxpayer money?
Well, you know,
because that's who the government is.
Right. I love to hear that comment, because what most people don't realize is that our health care costs, 70% of our national health care costs are already covered by our taxes. If you're concerned about paying for somebody else's health care, first of all, that is the idea of insurance, is to pool our money together. But secondly, you are already paying for people's health care with your taxes.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Well, let's go into the fact you say that most industrial nations have single-payer health care.
No, I said most industrialized nations cover all of their people for half of what we do. It's not always single-payer. There are other ways to do it, but all of them regulate the insurance industry to not make a profit.
Well, the insurance industry makes about a 2.5 return on their money, as opposed to, say, the pharmaceutical companies, and you haven't mentioned them, that make something like 18 to 20% on theirs, return on their money. Doctors, 1%. Medical devices and that, they're up in the teens, 15 or 16%.
I'm glad you brought that up, Carl, because as one single risk pool, as one unified group, we would have much better bargaining power to negotiate pharmaceutical and medical equipment, like the other industrialized countries already have that problem solved.
Well, they do it because they set prices. Like they go
but
to
they
like
can
Swiss,
do it because
like
they're
Switzerland
one unified
to,
group that has a lot of strength. We're not one unified group. We have no power.
Well, in a lot of the countries like Germany and many others, they have what there was before was with health insurers. They had groups like they have in California. So, you know, the big thing on this is the cost of why things happen. And I agree with you. Why does it cost for an MRI $1,000 here and $300 in France? You know, you're looking at the cost of all total health care. So when you start saying a single-payer health care system, so then the government then sets the rates for how much a doctor can make, how much a pharmaceutical company
Actually,
can make.
Actually, that's not true.
Well, listen to me. Well, you just said that.
Okay.
Because in Switzerland, they say we're only going to pay this much to Pfizer. And if Pfizer doesn't like it, they don't have to sell there in Switzerland. But, you know, as soon as you have a government, and we tried to do that in the state here that said, hey, we're not on that proposition. It says, hey, we're not going to pay any more than the VA pays for meds. And it failed. But the thing is once you start setting prices, which is what single payer health system can do and will do to bring down the price of health care, now you've had the government that takes over not only all of your health care, but now sets the prices on how much insurance companies can make, or it won't be any insurance companies in health care anymore. But it tells doctors how much they're going to make, how much they're going to pay the hospitals, the drug companies, any medical device companies. I mean, isn't that the results of single payer?
No, actually. The single payer bill that passed both houses in 06 and 08 and got vetoed by Arnold Schwarzenegger was setting up a board to represent doctors and businesses and individuals, you know, patients. And the doctors were going to be there to be able to negotiate their rates. Keep in mind that we're not talking about the delivery of health care. That is not the whole – when you say government controlled, that makes me think of Wendell Potter. Wendell Potter was interviewed on Bill Moyers a few years back Wendell Potter was the communications director for Cigna. And as in his job, it was his job to create divisive misinformation to keep people away from the concept of single payer. And those lines were government control of healthcare, socialized medicine. These are false terms perpetuated by the health insurance company. Doctors, hospitals are in a single payer system have not changed. They are still independent. And doctors will actually have better ability to bargain their rates when the system is set up.
I don't see how that can be, because I look at England, and I've lived in Europe several times, and I see what happens in their medical care. So, but I look in England, and their doctors have to be a part of the system if they're going to practice medicine in England.
That is correct.
But wait a minute, let me finish.
The NHS, which is socialized medicine, not a single payer system.
Well, but still, the government is taking care of this, and so the government says, if you want to be part of this, a part of this system, you're going to have to be licensed by us. But if we license you, that means you're going to have to take Medicare and Medicaid people at this cost. Now, if they do that right now, if a doctor right now just takes Medicaid, Medi-Cal, anybody, and just takes them, they shut down their office within 6 months because it's not enough money. So what
right,
in England and so what in England does is that they run their offices till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They shut down for an hour, then they open up, and then people pay them for services. And that's the only way they survive over there in many cases in England.
If your single payer system is not socialized medicine and not controlled by the government, who's it controlled by?
Just as it is now, the provider's part of our system remains the same. It's privately run. Doctors can charge what they want
right now they can't charge.
They have negotiated rates with the insurance companies. The insurance companies control. If anybody's going to be in control of my healthcare system, I would much rather have it be a government agency that isn't in it for profits.
Wouldn't it rather be you be in charge of it?
The power of my healthcare is returned, because now I can do it between me and my doctor. And the insurance companies aren't telling me that I can't have this because it's experimental or it's not covered on my policy.
But they
can't do that.
Who is saying that?
Well, are you on Medicare right now? Have you been denied coverage?
Yes.
No. You've been denied coverage on Medicare?
You've been denied a service?
On Medicare?
The medications are controlled. When my doctor prescribes the medication under this new system, we get into an argument with the insurance, with the provider, the insurance provider, as to whether I should have that medication
provider.
Or I not. And that's all controlled under the government. I mean, when Obamacare came into
business, taking care of your health versus a government or a public agency that has your health care as first and foremost?
No, I'd rather get back to a competition where they all compete for the services, but I and my doctor determine what my medical coverage or what my medical services will be.
I just don't understand people who don't see health care as an essential service.
Okay, wait a minute. Mindy, that's a good point, but I need to take another break, okay?
Okay.
So, all right. Hey, look, this portion of the show, and this is a good part, it's Wellgate Sports Club, because it's about health. It's one of the three pillars of health is exercise, rest, sleep number, and diet, which is Orchard Nutrition. All that. We've got them all on our station right here. And Wellgate Sports Club is the place to go to work out at. It's got an indoor saltwater pool. It's got Boheme Spa. This is just not your average gym. It's not. It's so much more. That's why it's called Wellgate Sports Club. It has it all. And it's located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You can have you can set up for different packages. You can set up with personal trainers. You can just work out on your own. Bob goes there every day, practically, and he's just a part of his former self. He's lost and made so much muscle mass there, it's almost scary when he walks in. Give him a call at 768-1205 or just stop in there and just say, hey, Carlson, man, I just want to come out and work out. So, and they'll take care of you right there. Hey, our guest is Mindy Oberon, and she is passionate and has been passionate about single-payer health care for years and is coming out, and she's coming out with why. And she and Trish are discussing, well, Trish says, I should, you know, I want to have the right to be able to pick my own doctor and all this. And if I want to pay more for this, then I should be able to. And Mindy says, well, look, do you really want to have an insurance company being the one that makes that decision or your government? And that right there is, that right there is kind of the crux of the whole matter. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys, BMT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and here's why. When you call BMT Satellite, you will get $300 off new service. You must mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you'll be helping one of our local veterans get $100 off their service. Now let's repeat that. Call 241-3474, BMT Satellite, mention promo code BTS200, and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to call and check out this huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. BNT Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 9th of March, 2017. It's 50 degrees out there, going up to 71 today. Come on, 71. Let's talk about this. This is, you know, it's getting too hot too quick. I need it to be around 60,
but then you need to live somewhere else.
It'll be 60, but you know what?
Shasta
this
County.
This time of the year, though, I mean, because it'll be still be a little chilly when I'm out there sitting in a blind.
Yeah, it will. You know, you're going to be out there in the middle of the night.
You know, making gobble.
So you're
making,
good.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it may be a little cold, so making gobbling sounds there. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite Services. Wow, a $200 gift certificate. Give them a call and just say BTS 200. Get that. BTS 200. What, buddy?
Oh, I just wanted to mention here for those interested, the lake has throttled back their releases now, so that they're letting out about as much as what's coming in. So it's going to hold it about 40 feet.
I actually thought you were going to say something about BNT satellite service when I'm in the middle of this.
Oh, I thought you were done.
Because you're the one that cut the – no, I just started.
I thought you were done.
I didn't say the names. And because you cut that great commercial, I thought you were going to tell me.
40 feet.
You know what?
I have known them for quite a few years.
Yeah. It's a veteran-owned business. He's going to give $100 off savings on new services for veterans and veterans' families. Yeah. And all of that. But you have to call the local number. It's a local guy. He's a veteran. Doug Tooley's a great guy.
And we have to get Doug up on our roof to work on our side.
That's right. Give Doug a call at 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. 241-3474. Sometimes you surprise me when you do that, because I say, because you have such insight in everything
do. It sounded like you'd put a period on a sentence.
I never put a period on a sentence. I'm in radio.
He's been doing that this morning. If you remember, I did that to him earlier.
No, people do it to me all the time. All right. Okay, let's get back into the fight here. You know what? And frankly, I did the wrong spot right then. But that's okay. I'll catch up. Hey, we're with Mindy Obern. And Mindy, this was only supposed to be like for 30 minutes, but we're in the fight now, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Mindy, I've got some things here from people. That write in. And this is a guy who says, I don't want a single payer because you will eventually have government control to manage cost. Then there are the unions and boards to determine what and when and what you receive. I lived in Canada and my neighbors waited for years just to get a kidney. Many went to the U.S. to get prompt, more advanced care. And I know you've heard that before.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Canada. Canada does have longer waits, but it's not because of their single-payer system. It's because they have the population the size of California, yet they're spread over a territory larger than the United States. They don't have the resources that we do for special equipment. They also don't encourage going into specialty medicines like we do. They have the opposite problem that we have. They don't have enough specialists. They have more general practitioners. So the longer waits are due to available equipment and available specialists. And by the way, if you listen to T.R. Reid giving his talk about his book, Healing in America, Canadians, when they're asked about their long waits, they say, you know, we don't mind waiting as long as the rich have to wait as long as the poor.
But they don't.
Yes, they do. Well, no.
No, they don't. They don't have to.
Because
there's already in the United States. You know, several
they
different layers of care.
They can come to the United States and get health care and then get reimbursed by their government. Yes, that is true.
But when
nobody in Canada goes broke because of medical bills.
Okay.
Okay. When I speak to my doctors here, and in fact, my doctor just retired, and most of the doctors that I speak with here tell me that the more control that government gets over this, and the more limiting the factor is to how they treat their patients, a lot of them have retired. I think we're heading to be exactly like they are in Canada and England, i.e., no people with specialties and nobody who is out there to take care of us because of this limiting factor. If they can't make money being doctors, they're not going to go into that profession.
Okay.
Again, we're not seeing healthcare as what it really is. We're constantly wanting to see it as a business, as a commodity. It falls into a different category. You're talking about essential social service. We don't have these squabbles about the fire department, the police department. Healthcare is an essential social service and should stop being looked at as a commodity. Yes, doctors can make a good salary. Of course they can. But in this country, in order to get trained as a doctor, it costs so much that they're forced to go into specialty in order to be able to pay back their student loans.
And that leads us into other things, too. But why do you – you know, we can get into the fact that
– Why would that change under single payer?
Because my brother-in-law is a doctor. He's a physician. When he finished college and medical school, he owed like about $10,000. And, you know, then we can get into why, you know, the cost of school has gone up so much. But how about these? Let me ask about this. If you have the government as the only health care provider, so that means the insurance companies are completely out of the health industry, right? And they just do cars and houses and whatever else they do. Is that correct?
That's correct. And by the way, the government wouldn't be the provider. They would be the payer.
Right. But the payer is the one that sets the price, right?
Well, in a single-payer system, there would be a board, like I said before, including doctors, businesses, et cetera, that would negotiate the price.
And so then it could result in substantially lower payments to physicians in hospitals, right?
Well, you know, it probably would. However, the other services would go up. For one thing, there'd be more money in the Medicare fund to be able to reimburse doctors.
How much would this cost?
Rate.
How much do you think this would cost? I mean, again, having lived in Europe and talking to my friends there and living there, they're taxed, and these are, first world nations. Their taxes they're paying are up in the 60 to 65 to 70% of everything, and they have a gray economy in industrialized nations that you can't believe. So the cost of this, I mean, to take care of all of this, has got to be astronomical. Am I wrong?
You know, for myself, for example, I'm not 65 yet, and so my policy costs $12,000 a year, and that's about a third of my net income. So right off the top,
is that under Obamacare?
33% in taxes towards my health care.
Is that
how you could translate that?
How much did that go up when Obamacare came in from what you were paying before?
Before Obamacare, my last raise was about 25%. After the ACA, it was about 25% with 2 years waiting period. So nothing has changed. I'm not a proponent of the Affordable Care Act. I think the problem with the Affordable Care Act is it maintained the insurance companies being in charge.
Okay, so you're paying what did you say, 25% of your
a third of your
what? Okay, yeah. And you make 36. That's of your net pay. Well, what about what about people that are making $25,000 or $30,000 and that kind of thing? Somebody's paying for that because they don't make as much money, so they don't pay taxes. So somebody's paying for that, right? So you're paying for
it. We're all paying for when people can't afford it. We're paying for it when people have to go to the emergency room, et cetera. We are all paying for it, and that's why I would rather get a better bang for my buck by not having 30% of healthcare dollars going to insurance companies.
Well, again, we go back to how much money the insurance companies make. On this is like 2%, and you can look that up in any actuary.
Well, their administrative costs run 30%.
Well, it's 20%. I mean, if you look under Obamacare, it says 20%. Well, I mean, I can only go by what it says. But you know what? But you're right about Medicare is only 3% of that part. The problem that I have with this is that once you have the government controlling all your health care, and that's exactly what it is, all your health care, whether it's an aspirin for your child or a open heart surgery for you, it's going to come through a board. Instead of what you, as an individual, can pay for.
No, right now it comes through a board anyway.
It doesn't.
The health insurance companies,
and they can
deny me care whenever they
want to. I don't
understand why you're afraid of government control over your health care.
Because
the government has never been able to
function.
I'm in the VA system, and I am also in the Medicare system. The VA system is, I've seen that. And I've seen that in action. There are good things they do. There's terrible things they do. And I can just point that out to you, how many people have died waiting to get treatment because the system just couldn't handle it or didn't want to handle it.
And how many people die because they can't get health care because of our insurance system?
I don't know.
45,000 people a year.
But that, you know what? Doctors kill more than that, giving them health care. But let's go back to that one. That's a good point. But why don't they get health care? Because you can go
into any emergency room and they automatically get covered.
I know.
And that's the most expensive way to deliver health care.
It is.
What if you have
and they don't pay.
Can you go
and
to the emergency room for that? You need regular care if you have diabetes.
emergency room isn't going to take care of that.
I think we have county health. Around here, we have a county health facilities that people can go to for free, too. You know what? There are parts of what you're saying. It makes absolute sense. I don't think anybody should go broke over, you know, paying their medical bills. You know, if their insurance only pays a certain amount, they're on the hook for another $100,000. There's got to be things to do about that. But the big thing I have to do right now is take another break. We'll be right back with Mindy Oberon, who is a proponent for the single payer health care system, and she is into the fight and making good points. But I think there's other points on this too. And I think the main thing here, Mindy, is that you trust the government to do the right thing more so than, say, I do or Trish or some other people, that you believe the government's going to do the right thing for the people. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A corrupt and lawless government like California create laws that benefit themselves. How can we follow their example when the government who make the laws refuse to obey the laws they don't like? Understand this. Laws are not made for the law-abiding, but for the lawless. So what happens when laws are deliberately made to make the law-abiding lawless? The Bible is clear. When man's laws contradict God's laws, we have no choice but to obey God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
So I took what I could get.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, March the 9th, 2017, for those of you who are still trying to catch up. 55 degrees, going up to 71 today. And Trish, it's going to be 80 this weekend. Is
80,
that right?
81 on Saturday and Sunday,
There you go.
There you go. Nice spring weather. Get out in that yard. Get that planting done so the next freeze can wipe everything out.
By the way, the National Wild Turkey Hunting Association is having a dinner this Saturday with 67 guns to be raffled off during the night itself. I think they probably still have tickets. You have Ted Leidy a call at 999 1822. And he will, I bet he can set you up with a ticket or a table or something that you could be fit yourself into it, and then you get a chance to buy raffle tickets to buy pick this up. Plus, it, you know, the money goes to a good cause. Okay, we're with Mindy Oberon. Good morning, Mindy. You are a great sport.
Thank you.
You know, and Mindy, you know what? You make some really good points. And the thing about it is here's the part with having doctors as close friends. Having and my favorite story is my doctor friend, Dr. Danuka, who comes from from India. And he and his wife are both physicians. And he talks about socialized medicine over there, single-payer system, and why it is so bad for doctors, so bad for patients, and how, you know, that we in this country have this ability to, you know, to do anything we want. And he sees the single-payer system as a way of degrading medical treatment in this country because of the fact that the costs are, you know, you go down to the lowest level or the medium level. It's almost like in a high, you know, in high school, you have the kids, you know, you go to the average level of everybody. You don't have the excellence, and you try not to have the lower scores and all this. He sees that as in socialized medicine. He sees the cost of it. He sees the waste. You know, when you talk about having the government take over all of your health care, you've signed over a huge part of your life.
Well, there's so many misstatements in what you just said. I don't know where to begin. Number one, socialized medicine is not single payer. I'll say it over and over and over again. Number two, I just like to bring in a thought about the definition of insanity. I think Einstein said insanity is when you keep trying to do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. That's what we are in this country working with the health insurance companies. When are we going to finally realize that we don't have control of our health care with insurance companies? The insurance companies have control over our health care. If we had single payer, the government would not be control over our health care. We would have control between the patient and the doctor.
Well, okay.
I don't see how that happens when you have a bunch of
government is the one that makes the rules.
The unelected people sitting on a board making decisions that have a binding impact on every citizen of the United States.
So, Trish, you were saying before you don't like government, you don't like, but you do like in health insurance companies. I mean, if you don't have the government collecting the money and paying the bills, then you have the health insurance companies
collecting the money and paying the bills.
Do you think they've been doing a bang up job? Why we're in this situation?
No, I don't believe that that's the reason we're in this situation. I think it's a combination of all of the above, and the government being involved and the health insurance. If we went back to a purely capitalist system, where in fact you have access across state lines, people had to compete for the service, and you had the doctors prescribing the medication on behalf of their patients and their care, I think the capitalist system works, and we need to get government out of it.
Wow. I do not think the capitalist system works in health care. It's not about profits. It's about patient care. And I don't get people who don't understand that. But before we run out of time, I do want to mention that California has come out with a single-payer bill for California, not for the nation, for California. It's called the Healthy California Act. It's SB 562. And there's a tough fight that's going to happen in California trying to get single-payer for the state. And it's not just Republicans that are against this. It's Democrats, too, because they all get funded by health insurance companies that want to keep their profits intact. Once we realize that what we hear from our representatives and what we hear from basic mainstream media is all to get us to get behind the insurance companies, once we realize that it's a bad system and we all get together, it's going to take everyone supporting this. So I hope people will educate themselves and not just listen to sound bites about government-controlled socialized medicine. It's not true.
Okay. You know what, Mindy? I'm going to let it go on that one and let you have the last word.
Thank you.
Until we hang up, and then I'm sure Trish will have something to say. But you know what? You're very concise. You are very articulate on why a single payer health system is a good idea. And we appreciate you being on, Mindy.
You were well prepared, and I enjoyed the discussion. Yeah, I only wanted to just.
You've got your facts, sir.
And I'm not going to say something after you hang up the phone. What I would like to say is that there's nothing that the government has taken over and been the major facet in that has worked out well for the citizens of the United States. You can look at the post office system. You can look at anything that they control, and it doesn't work well, and it's not cost effective. I can't get my arms around turning over that much of the U.S. economy to a board that is non-elected and basically under the control of the U.S. government.
Under the control of Trump.
No, because he's only going to be there a short while.
Well, I know, but if some people that really dislike Trump can say, well, and it would be Trump.
I believe she has disconnected.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
No, I'm still here.
Well, thanks, man. You know what? We're not trying to take that. You get the last word. You get the last word.
I don't want my health care being sold as a commodity on Wall Street.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Mindy.
Thank you.
Hey, Mindy, you live in California. What part?
Grass Valley.
Oh,
lovely place.
That's a great place. Hey, thanks again. Thanks again, Mindy. All right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, now, tomorrow, I'm going to be on the rampage about things that are going on. You know what? I looked up all the, you know, while she's talking, and she's got her facts right there. I'm looking up all the arguments against it. And you know what? I think there's one thing that everybody could agree on about healthcare. We need to get our arms around these pharmaceutical prices.
Yeah. I will agree that those are unconscionable.
Randall Hempling comes in. He says, you know how much they spend? You know, ever since how many times do you see drug advertisements with a 15-second thing? If you take this, your bowels will fall out.
They do. But I think, again, we have to go back to the government involvement in that whole process. When these pharmaceutical companies come in, they go through, because of our EPA and rules and regulations, they have to spend
FDA.
So much money
to
test a drug year after year after year
that they're using in Europe, that they're doing in Europe.
Exactly. And then it's finally turned down. So when they actually get one on the market, they have to
those rules have to be changed.
Get the government out of it, and it'll all work better.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 71 degrees today. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
And news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is offering to work with tech firms to help defend them against the CIA's hacking tools. The offer comes a day after the release of documents that Assange says detail CIA hacking, including turning smart TVs into snooping devices. Assange says when it comes to the document dump, CIA has no one to blame but itself.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence to have created such an arsenal and stored it all in one place and not secured it. WikiLeaks...